Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. I am so happy to be here with you once again. I am April, and we are bringing messages across the veil and sharing the insight and the wisdom and the guidance with our listeners. And if you have a call or a reason or a question or looking for some guidance, we are taking your calls. We are happy to communicate with you and see if we can't make some connections and maybe get some guidance and get some directions for you. The programming has changed a little bit. We are now only on Mondays at this time. We have cut back due to a little bit of our budget, but that's okay because we're still here and we're still sharing, and everything is absolutely fabulous. And we just wanted to let you know that this is the only night of the week that you'll be able to catch us here on BBS. And we wanted to invite you to check out a couple of our social networks. One is acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't want to put www or HTTP. On. You just want to type in acrosstheveil.ning.com. When you do, you'll be able to come in, and it's a site where you can read and find out information, ask questions, and share and learn from things that are going on with others as well. We have another one that's called energyemerging.ning.com. This site is a place where you can go and share your needs, healing for all levels of life, all areas of our lives. And by being able to put your request there, you'll have a group of people who join their energy together with you to bring in the ultimate, the highest good of what is for you. And also it gives you a place to go and share with others as well, healing energy back. It gives you a chance to be able to extend that energy back to others as well. We have a website, www.whitewolfenterprise.com. On that site, you will be able to find out about our free Friday conference calls. You'll be able to find out what those conference calls are. You can secure copies of previous week's conference calls. This is a free conference call class, and the topics are going to vary from week to week, and it's just a great way to be able to communicate and share with other people. And we do it through a conference call format, so it's open, and it's an open forum where everybody can share and grow and learn together. On that whitewolfenterprise.com site, you can also find information about classes that we offer. All of our classes, with the exception of a few that require you to be on site to do hands-on work, are now available through internet, through correspondence, through conference call, through being here on site. So it's really a great place to gather information and see if there's not a class that might be of interest to you, and that's you can find on that whitewolfenterprise.com website. Also, if you want to find out more about me, you can find out more about me at whitewolfapril.com. There's information about who I am, what I do, where I'm going to be, what's happening in those locations, and that type of thing. Excuse me. You can also find where I'm going to be traveling to, and coming up in February, I've been being hosted down in Seattle, and we're going to be doing the Women of Wisdom Foundation's WOW conference, and it's, I believe you go to Women of Wisdom www.thewisdomwheel.com, and you'll be able to find it on there. And our class is going to be about using the medicine wheel for transforming, excuse me, and regaining our personal power and our personal strength and who we are, and using the energy of the medicine wheel to do that. It's going to be a great class. We're going to walk the wheel. We're going to learn how to set up a wheel, that type of thing. So anyone who's interested in that, you're definitely going to want to check that out. And that's going to be on Monday morning from 9 to 12 on February 15th. Then from there, we're going to be down. We're going to be hosted down into from Seattle. We're going down to Phoenix. And we're down in Phoenix. We're going to be offering a live open forum across the veil. We're going to be doing some classes, we're going to be doing one-on-one visits, and we're going to be doing one-on-one healing sessions. So you're going to want to get a hold of us and make sure that you can get in and get a space while I'm down there as well. I see that I have a caller. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Do you see any spirits around me now, or...
Let's see if we can make a contact with you here. I actually am hearing that it is a time and a season for you to allow yourself to absorb the information, and it is a time for you to kind of, has things felt a little bit quieter for you? Because they're saying it's a time and a season of a bit more quietness.
Since Mercury went retrograde, I tried to kind of go a little bit, try not to do too much.
Don't we all?
I didn't figure I'd be getting anything done.
Yep, just trying
much,
to go
you know, so I didn't want
right.
to plan on any, making any big decisions.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing it to share with you, is that this is a time and a season of quietness for you right now. It's a time for you to... It's almost like you got this new master that came in, and you got a bunch of new learning things and some new things that were coming in, and now it's kind of that, I got to get myself geared in, I've got to get myself, because once it changes and once that all switches, it's going to be like coming out of the gate at 100 miles an hour.
So my new guide's Albert Einstein, right?
That's what it felt like to me, and that was the name you heard. I would go with it.
Yeah. Is my dad coming through at all, say anything, or my mom, or my grandma?
I'm not picking up any family members at this time.
My grandma usually wants to come through. I'm surprised that sometimes she's really quiet, and then sometimes she can't stop to get through, you know?
Yeah, like I said, it just feels like a really quiet time for you, a really peaceful time, a really drawn-in time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, April.
You have a great evening, and we'll talk later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller on the line. Carol, this is April. Hello, Carol.
Hi, April.
Hi. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if I could connect with somebody on the other side. Their birthday's going to be coming up here this month, and they're on my mind pretty much.
Okay. Let's see what we can make connection with here. Let's see what we can figure out for you. I'm hearing something about letting yourself receive something. Let's see what they're trying to. I feel like this may be coming more from some guidance, more from some letting yourself receive. They keep repeating that. Letting yourself receive, letting yourself, there's something that's coming in for you and you need to be open for it. Trying to get more specific. Are you contemplating some difference with your career? Because I'm feeling career in that as well. There may be a pay increase. There may be like an advancement, stepping up. I'm not seeing you stepping horizontal. I'm seeing you stepping upward. I don't know if you're working with something along that line, but allow yourself to receive. Plus, I'm also hearing that as you're connecting and communicating with those on the other side, allow yourself to hear and receive the words and the guidance and the love that's going to come across. That's a gift that's there for you, that you don't necessarily have to know that you can make a communication through, you know, another person such as myself, but they're saying a know within yourself and allow yourself to receive within your own space. Those are the two things that are coming through really strong with that message of let yourself receive. You tend to stand in your own way every now and then when it comes to that as well. Is one of the things. One of the things that they're sharing is that, that you know, could this be? Is this a possibility? That type of thing. They're saying that you're kind of keeping yourself in the window of that and not allowing some of those things to flow. Second guessing yourself. They're saying go with trust, go with faith, go with what you know.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I'm not making a direct contact for you other than the message that I think your guides want you to start spending some time in that place and in that space within your own space.
And then maybe I'll hear something.
Yep, yep. I'm thinking what they're saying is that you're hearing, but because of the way that you kind of stand in your own second guess, it's hard to pass through that. Stand in that second guessing, you wonder if that's really who you're hearing from. Do you do any automatic writing? Because I see that would be a benefit, too.
No, I haven't.
I would look into that and maybe do some automatic writing and see if that doesn't help you gain some confidence in being able to take what you're hearing, what you're sensing, and what you're picking up and saying, oh, okay, I get it, that type of thing.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you so much, honey.
Thanks for your call. Have a great night.
Bye.
This is April, and we are bringing messages across, and I see I have another caller. Mary, this is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Oh, I'm getting there slow but sure. I recently lost my second son, and I was wondering if you have any, if there's any messages for me.
Okay. Was his death one of a death that was, okay, what I'm seeing is that there's questions surrounding the actual cause of his passing, correct?
No, I don't believe so. It was an accident.
Okay. There's some, what I'm hearing is that there's some questions around his passing. I'm hearing that as the accident and as it happened as an accident, there's some questions as to the extent of it being an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I want you to kind of keep in your mind an open ear and open awareness of conversations that you're hearing. Has he been gone with less than a year?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I have the right energy connecting with me. I am hearing something about, I'm hearing the proverbial, you know, I'm sorry, I love you. I'm hearing all of that. But it also feels like there's something to this that he's trying to own some ownership within this.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, a little. Yes, it does.
Okay. That he's, I don't know, I think this is where that questioning's coming in. He's not speaking to me really clearly. I'm getting more of the bits and pieces of information. He's still learning to adjust. He's still learning how to communicate through. He's still learning how to adjust that vibration. So it's kind of one of those, it's like getting a radio station that kind of cuts in and out.
Okay.
And he is around you quite a bit. He's also, did he have a pet? Because I'm seeing an animal with him.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I
had to put his, he had a dog, and I had to put her down after he passed.
Okay. Because they're together. I'm seeing that energy together, and that process had to happen that way for the purpose of their traveling together.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not getting him really clear and clean and crisp, other than what they were saying at the beginning is that there's some questions there and that he does need to, it's kind of like he's standing there and saying, you know, I really need to own up to some of this myself. There was something in that within it that was his own responsibility as well. And he's kind of coming through with that energy right now.
Okay.
Expressing that love and expressing how he does come around quite frequently. And he says you have actually heard the dog around the house because the dog has jumped.
I have felt both of them, yes.
Okay. And they're learning. They're learning to adjust that vibration. They're learning to be able to make that connection with you.
Okay.
All right?
Very good. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful evening, and thank you for your call.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that we have Lynn on the line. Lynn, this is April. Go ahead.
I recently had a dream about my grandfather. Saw him walking through his garden, young, carrying a bunny, and just coming towards me. And my grandmother's still with us, but she's 90, and I know she wants to go. So I was just wondering if there's any connection to her wanting to see him and him showing up.
And you said that was a dream?
A vision.
A vision? Okay. I'm wondering, was he alone in that you can recall?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is it feels like what he is doing is he is visiting her, that he is actually coming and spending time with her. Has she begun to talk about him a little bit more so?
Well, she always does.
Okay.
So, maybe so. It's hard to say because, you know, she always brings up stories.
Become more aware of the conversation that she's expressing with you about him, because I really have a strong feeling that he's actually coming and spending a little bit more time with her.
Okay.
I'm not seeing that she's preparing to transition, but that he's helping her prepare to transition, if that makes even remote bit of sense to you.
So why would he show me his appearance?
A lot of times that's to let you know that they're around. A lot of times it's to let you know that they're still very much connected and very much a part of our lives. And the peacefulness, and the peacefulness that he is feeling, and the peacefulness going back to where he enjoyed to be, going back to an age that they actually particularly cared for a lot is one of the things that they'll come back and do as well. And that's what it feels like. It just kind of feels like he's just kind of passing through. I'm not seeing or hearing that he had a message that's going to come through, you know, I'm coming in to let you know that your grandmother's getting ready to prepare to die. I'm not hearing that at all. I'm hearing it's more of that peaceful connection that even though that like the world is kind of in a state of turmoil and it feels like maybe your space might be a little bit tumultuous at times as well, that he's kind of reminding you that there's that peace and that calm and that quiet and the serenity of that.
I felt that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it just, that's what it feels like. He's just kind of bringing you that reminder and bringing you that little bit of peace and that little bit of love.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
And the bunny is, there's a significance to the bunny. So if you have one of those like animal speak animal or animal card or something like that, that you can look up the rabbit.
Okay.
There's something in that symbolism for you he's showing me, because he's standing here and he's kind of holding this bunny and he's kind of holding the energy of the bunny out forward for me so that I'll make sure I stress that to you.
Okay.
All right. So I would look for that and see what it is that he's trying to convey.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, you have a wonderful evening, too, and thank you for your call.
Okay, thanks.
I have another caller, Doris. This is April. Go ahead.
I was always very close to my mom, and she passed away in 93.
Okay.
And I always wondered if she's there with me or if she has any message to relate to me or my grandfather.
And your grandfather? Okay. The first thing I wanted to, hold on, I'm trying to write.
Okay.
I kind of lost track of my, because I started writing and they were like, start writing this. And I'm like, no, wait. And you said your grandfather, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm picking up right away was definitely your mother's energy around you. And she's really coming in with a lot of that. A lot of times moms feel like they weren't exactly there for us like they should have been in their minds.
Huh?
And she's feeling that, and she's feeling like, I should have gone to more dance recitals. I should have gone more to more of sports events. I should have. And that her
she had 15 children.
There you
go. I'm one of 15 children, yeah.
That would explain why I'm getting that I should have, but I just couldn't kind of feeling. So now she's making up for it and being there more frequently and doing more things with and for different family members.
Oh, so she's there with some of my members' family, you mean? My
yes.
children, you mean? Or?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Is that one of my children?
She's around everyone. She's around you a lot. I'm not sure why I'm seeing flowers. I'm seeing a lot of flower energy around. I'm not sure if there were a lot of flowers at her funeral or if she particularly liked to have flowers around her, but I'm seeing a lot of flowers, and that she's actually expressing that, that gift back to you.
Yeah, she loved flowers. She always had them around the house.
Definitely, and I can see that and I can feel that.
Yes.
And that's the thing that she's bringing through from the other side as well. You're looking for, okay, has there been a blow-up between a couple family members and you're trying to bring some peace to that because she's showing me that?
A blow-up, you mean? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's really one of the reasons why she's being around so strong with certain members and with certain parts of the family, because she's wanting the people to know the importance of that union, okay, give me a clearer word. She's like, you got it. Trying to get her to give me a little bit more clearer insight. She's saying the importance of understanding, accepting, and respecting one another, and that she kind of feels like she didn't necessarily do a really good job of showing that and helping the family know that.
Uh-huh.
And that she's trying to help bring that forward, and that's a message that you could carry forward to and with some of these others that are in this little bit of a, it's not bad, it's a little bit of a rift, and that happens sometimes. But in her case,
she's trying to help bring the family back together, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And she really, you know, there's that guidance part there that she's with you with and on. And something about the flowers. There's really some kind of significance to the flowers. Maybe gifting everyone with a flower in remembrance to bringing unity and harmony back within the family.
Right.
as far as your grandfather, I do feel a male energy around, and I do feel it rather strongly, but I'm not sure that it's a grandfather. They're not placing themselves in that position of the grandfather. So I'm not sure that it's a grandfather, but you do have another male figure that's very prominent in your space, and this person is actually helping you overcome and be strong and being able to move through some of the things that you've had to stand and move through in the last 2 years in particular.
I have two brothers that died, so I wonder if that's one of them.
It very well could be. That feels more appropriate. That feels more, like I said, it didn't feel like grandfather, and I'm definitely not seeing it in the grandfather position. So
well,
I would
tend to... It's funny because, just before I called you, I don't know why, but I kind of remembered them, and I wondered if they weren't there. I must have felt it or something.
Yeah. Very much with you. Often they're a lot to help you get through some of the stuff that you're working through. Are you currently married or in a relationship? Because there feels like there's something there as well.
Like in what way? Like
just there feels like there's some guidance in that aspect, allowing you to retain your personal power, allowing you to retain your personal identity.
Yeah, it's not the best. Let's put it that way, but yeah.
Okay, and they're showing me they're there to help you hold and retain that identity and hold and be there encouraging you. It's kind of like that, a big brother type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't mess with my sister kind of energy I feel with that. Do you have any specific questions for any of them? Because I'm not getting any more to share other than, you know, if you have a question, I can see if they have an answer.
Well, you know, I have a son that's not contacting us now, so it's been about 2 months, you know. And
okay.
Don't have it, you know, not calling. I mean, we know where he is, but not calling, anything like that, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you're picking up anything on that.
I feel like there is some embarrassment in that situation. I feel that there's also some anger. There's something that came up, there's something that happened, and there's an embarrassment of it, but then on the same token, angry within it, which is causing him to take that position and to take that that position, to take the stand that he's taking.
But do you think, like, he'll get over it? Does it look like he'll get over it, or...?
In about 6 months, there's going to be a reason for him to get over it, yes.
Oh, okay. In about six months?
Yeah, and it's not a situation where, you know, it's a bad situation, but it's going to be something that's going to kind of get a hold of him and say, hey, you know, you need to correct this. You need to... I know a young gentleman, I'm going to use this as an example because this is what's coming through.
Yeah.
I know a young gentleman that had a large falling out with his father, and after he met his wife, they, you know, spent time together, and it was through love and guidance with her that was able to happen and that healing was able to come back into place. And before this young man passed, he had made a fabulous relationship with his father and his family again. So I'm seeing that energy again coming forward, and knowing that there's kind of an outside force or an outside figure that's going to kind of help nudge that.
Oh, okay. Outside, you mean outside, up through the mail, you mean?
It could be like with this other gentleman, you know, a significant other that's going to say, hey, wait, you need to heal this, you need to move forward, that, or a situation, or something along that, something external that's going to give him the awareness of, oh, I need to correct this.
But it'll be all good, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not seeing it where there's, you know, an emergency which brings everybody together. No. I'm seeing it more as that story that they had shared with me to share with you. Somebody there saying, let's heal this.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that a lot. I'm going to try and do some of your classes. You teach on the Akashic Records and stuff like that, right?
I do a lot of that, yes, and you can find a lot of the information in on our catalog on that, whitewolfenterprise.com. I don't have an Akashic Record class listed, but I have a number of classes that help build you up to the point of where we can then step into those classes.
Okay. Well,
all
I'm
right.
Quite intuitive, and I am a massage therapist, but I'm a lot into the healing work.
Definitely. I can feel that energy around you a lot. I can feel that a lot of compassion. A lot of
right.
that gentle touch, that gentle going in there and helping people move through their situations. And that, I think, is
right.
One of the things that's a gift your mom recognizes as well.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, April. It's been a pleasure. And
thank you for your call. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. As I was sharing with this last caller, and we were talking about some of the classes and that type of thing, I do offer a large variety of classes. I offer classes online. I offer classes on site. Every Friday at noon, we offer an online conference call that's completely free. All you need to do is dial in at the conference call time, and you're more than welcome to join into the class. You can share information with us and visit on it. This particular Friday coming up, the conference call at noon is finding out more about what channeling is, if people want to know more about channeling through different methods of channeling and that type of thing. And you can just call right in, put in the code, and you can find information for all of that on that whitewolfenterprise.com website. And you'll get that information, and you'll be able to know a little bit more of what's going on. And all of the classes we offer, they can be done through a variety of different ways and means. And that way we can be in different areas at one time. And it's really a blessing. And it's so encouraging. And it's so fabulous. We have also on YouTube, we have a little blip of about a 9-minute video of an open forum across the veil that we have done this last summer when we were down in Homer, Alaska. And if you go on to YouTube, and I believe it's under April Lugo or White Wolf April, I can't remember my idea on YouTube, but if you go in there, you can see that, and you can get some samples of the different classes we've done and some of the different retreats we've done are listed there as well. And you can see what it's like to experience some of those and being in some of those different things that are happening. So it's the encouragement of helping us know that we can get the answers. It's the encouragement of knowing that they are there to share with us and to communicate with us and to bring information across. And we're hoping by the 1st of February to have our new book, Claire What, out and ready for purchase. And that's going to be just, it's going to be, I'm so thrilled with this particular book that we've, that I've written. And it's talking about the, what is a medium? What is a shaman? What is all in one place? And then we get into the second part of the book and we talk about what are the clairas, the clairvoyance, clairessence, clairgustance, all those. And then there's practice exercises in there so that you can learn and do and grow in that, arena as well, because everyone who's listening has some form and some type of gift where they're able to make those communications and those connections. And we are taking calls during the program here to answer maybe some questions, see if we can't make some guidance or get some wisdom from across the veil, but also making those connections with our loved ones, making those connections with those that are across the veil that might want to come through with words of encouragement and hope. I do have a man who's coming through, and he is saying that the anniversary of his departing is coming forward, and I don't know if this is for our caller that we had earlier or not. This man is saying that his arrival home was one of jubilance, a lot of celebration when he arrived home, and that his passing was one that brought sorrow and sadness, but also brought liberty and life. but he's also talking about it being the time of it, and he would like to ask that the family spend some time honoring and celebrating and being with one another, allowing yourselves to connect as a family, as a nucleus, and bringing that energy of togetherness together, and not so much celebrating his departing or the fact that he's gone, but more so the celebration of your own lives, your own place within this universe, your own place in your own reality, owning who you are, owning your own personal strengths. And he's also sharing to help. He's talking so fast. To help get some of this into your own lives and into your own paths is the awakening and the awareness, he says, that you are seeking. It is some of that celebration of your own life is answering that which you are seeking and what you are wanting and looking for within your own life and in your own path. I'm seeing somebody also who is who's actually in a place where they're doing a lot of cleaning, a lot of kind of going through things, kind of working through things, kind of, it's like you're sorting out. It's like you've got all of these things that are there around you, and you're sorting through them, and you're going through them, and you're deciding, do I keep this, do I let that go, do I keep this, do I let that go? And that's the same thing that is happening within your life. What do I keep and what do I let go of? What is a higher vibration and what is a lower vibration? What is going to bring life and what is not bringing life? They're showing me that celebration of life, that realizing your position and who you are and letting go of that which is not serving your higher good is of really big importance right now. They're saying as you're decluttering and as you're letting go of some of the extra baggage that's been holding you back, that you're going to find some freedoms because of that. It's kind of like letting go of an anchor. They're kind of using an example of an anchor or a weight or something along that line that's kind of holding you back and holding you down and keeping you from being able to move forward. It's got you tethered. It's got you held back. Let go of that. Release from that and allow yourself to move forward. Allow yourself to be blessed. Allow yourself to monitor and declutter. Let go. Let go of things that are not serving your higher good. If it's something that is not giving you purpose or meaning in life and you're holding on to it because of it's an old memory's sake or because this belonged to so-and-so and now they're gone, those type of things, they're saying let that go and move forward with your life and move forward onto your path, onto the calling of who and where you belong in this current situation, in your current life. I'm also seeing that there is, once again, there is a person who is in a relationship, and in this relationship it's been very volatile and it's not been the safest place for you to be. They are saying it is time for you to dust yourself off, and it's time for you to realize that you can do this. It's time that you know that you can be an individual and you can move forward with power and with strength. Know that it's okay. Know that as you continue to move into that place and as you continue to be in that place, that you have made the proper decisions and that it is time to break yourself free of that. Almost it's a form of bondage that you're not even recognizing it as such, but it is time for that. On the same token, I'm seeing that there is a young woman, and this young woman is desperately seeking for companionship, and because of the and I'm saying this word desperately because that's the word that they're really giving it some extra punch to, is because you're doing it in that manner and you're not doing it with your eyes open and with your spiritual awareness open and connected with that. They're saying for me to tell you to use your body kinesiology, where when you are around someone and they're not for your higher good, you'll notice that your body feels like it kind of drifts away or moves away from a person. And when you're around the company of people that you should be, you know, spending time with, you'll notice that your body tends to move towards that. You'll notice that you tend to be attracted to or pulled towards that person or that energy. And when you're in that state of desperation, they're saying for this young woman whose energy I'm feeling really strongly, as you're in that state of desperation and as you're looking at this, allow your body to speak to you because your head's not able to think clearly at this time. And that's not a bad thing. I believe this information and this message is actually coming from a parent who is on the other side. I want to say your mother is coming in from the other side with this message for you, that as you're making, you're looking and you're seeking and you're, she feels bad that she's not there to help you. She feels bad that she's not there to give you a little bit more guidance and direction. So she's saying if you use the energy within and in your own body space. With that said, there's one thing to take into consideration. The human body cannot tell a lie. And there are many little tests that you can do that show that and that reveal that. And as my children were young and they were growing up, they absolutely hated this because when they would do something and they weren't telling me the truth, and of course I would know and I would say, okay, give me your arm. I know you're not, about your body's not going to be able to lie to me. And they'd always have to come clean with what actually was going on. And that's a similar situation that you can do with your body. As you're trying to spend time with this person and you're wondering, are they really being honest? Are they really being truthful? Are they really being upfront with me? You're going to be drawn to them. If they're not, you're going to be kind of pushed back. You're going to notice that your body kind of almost feels like you're off balance type of thing is what I'm picking up. And I believe this is something that your mother is recommending and is suggesting that would be a really strong tool for you. It would be something that you could bring into your life as you're making connections with people and as you're seeking. It'll help you get out of your head so much. It'll help you allow yourself to become aware of who is right for you and who is not. I have the energy I need to share with one of the listeners who I've spoken with before through email and or through the program. And they're saying that you've been given the opportunity for a blessed vacation and that they are enjoying the fact that they are able to go with you even though they're not alive. I believe this is your brother. I believe he's coming through once again because of his namesake. And he is saying that he has enjoyed being with and through and there because of the fact that you hold so much love and you hold such a vibration of love for him that he is actually able to heal and he is actually able to move past and through some of the limitations that he had when he was in this physical life, and that by being able to watch and see and be, it's helping him as he's doing his healing and as he's preparing and as he's moving forward within his own life path. I do feel that he is going to come back. I do feel that he is going to have another lifetime, and that you, I believe it is actually going to be before you end this physical lifetime. You will be much, much older, but I do believe that he's going to come back in, and you are going to experience a little bit of time together once again in physical form, is one of the feelings I get from him. It's kind of, it's not that, when you get home, I'll be able to see you, we'll be able to be together again. It really feels like he's preparing to make his, a new arrival, another trip back home, back to Earth from home. So that, but like I said, I feel like there's going to be a connection between you and him before you pass in this lifetime, but you're not going to go for a while. So it's, he still has time as he's preparing and planning. I have about six people that are here, and I'm trying to see which ones are going to come through stronger and which messages are the ones that they really want to bring forward. I have a gentleman, and he's coming forward to say, please tell my family to move forward with care and with caution, that the decisions that you're making, you need to move forward with care and with caution. It feels like you've been blessed with this huge, I mean, amazing blessing has come to you and has been kind of placed before you, and it's been just giving you such an abundance and such relief, but there is a new decision that needs to be made, and he's saying move forward with caution. Follow through that guidance. Follow through that making sure everything is perfectly in alignment. That, in other words, don't lose the farm because of a poor decision. Really, really read through it. Really, really seek through it. There's another woman coming through, and she is saying, before I passed, my husband and I had conversations, and in our conversation, I had told him that he wasn't allowed to marry after I pass, if I pass, because she felt she would not pass. Her death came on very quickly. Her death came on unexpectedly. All of a sudden, I was sick, and then I was dead. And she said that there was no preparation. You guys had planned to be together for many, many, many years. You had a commitment with one another. And she's saying, know that I am saying, it's okay. You don't have to stay because we had that conversation. I see I have another caller. Tanya, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I feel fortunate I was able to get through to you, so thank you.
Yes, wonderful. How can I help you?
Okay. Now I was just calling to ask if my dad died 20 years ago this year.
Okay.
And, I do feel him around, and I do feel that the veil is really thinning. So I do feel like I am in communication with many of my ancestors in spirit, but sometimes my dad, I would like to communicate more with than I do.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked somebody else earlier. Do you do automatic writing?
I have. I have tried it in the past, but with little success.
Okay. There's some tools and ways that you can do that are really beneficial. And I'd be more than happy to share that with you. I actually have a class that I do on that I could share some information with you without you having to take the class. But if you want to send me an email, I can send you some information.
Okay.
Because I think that your father actually wants to communicate a little bit in that manner as you're gaining confidence. Once again, it's a very similar feeling I was getting to one of the folks I was visiting with earlier.
Okay.
I'm feeling kind of choked up. It's kind of like there's a really strong emotional connection there with you and your father, and I'm feeling very choked up about it. Kind of like strong love, you know, when you're around somebody that there's that really emotional touch, and I feel that very strongly, and I feel that he's around you in that manner.
I've had people tell me that, you know, they see him kissing my head.
Yes.
Fears, if you will, that he is very close, and he, you know, that's what they say. He's kissing your head all of the time. but which is great, and it's comforting. I just, you know, I feel like he's close. I have a lot of questions. We have a lot of questions living in this plane, if you will. And
yes.
I just, you know, sometimes I'm right on with my day, and, you know, I can move on. And other times it's like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And how can I open up to, you know, really be guided to do what I am supposed to be doing?
Okay.
And, you know, I have a small business. I work with essential oils. I've spent good money with training with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled all over with it. I do energy work. And combine all of it. I have a license in skincare, so, you know, I'm making my own products, and I really feel like I have a lot to offer, but, you know, the numbers, I know it really isn't about the numbers, but I would like to touch more people. And,
exactly. I understand where you're at on that. I understand that feeling. One of the things that I was seeing right off the bat is you need to do some work with the solar plexus. And if you do energy work, I'm sure you know how to bring that into a balance, because the solar plexus, you know, is the root. It's the core. It's the seat. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And when you get those days where you feel that, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? And, you know, how do I reach more people? And I really feel like I'm missing it. That's the kind of thing I'm hearing kind of going through your head as you were speaking.
Yes.
And what you want to do on those days when that's happening is just take your hand and place it on the solar plexus, activate the chakra point in the palm of your hand, and just hold it over that the solar plexus, and allow that energy to bring peace to that, allow energy to bring harmony to that. As you do that, I'm actually seeing that your father is actually working with you, as we're making more of a connection here. I actually see him placing energy over top of your hand to bring more answers, to bring more insight as you go within yourself, as you go within your core. I also see him being a huge help. I see him giving you some ideas and giving you some guidance on how to move forward with that, and how to take what it is you're doing and move it more more streamlined, more, I'm streamlined, I'm hearing the word streamlined, to get it out there, to make it aware, to bring it forward, to help it manifest itself.
Okay.
And I do believe he's very helpful with that. Did he do that type of work when he was alive? I'm seeing like PR work. Did he do that type of work?
Well, he was in management. He, you know, he worked more with machines.
Okay.
You know, computers.
Okay.
In a time where they weren't like they are now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And they, you know, basically it was the company was getting rid of, you know, this location, and it really affected him physically. He had some silent heart attacks, and in 3 years, you know, they kept him alive for 3 years, but he had some major blockages and was, you know, basically that.
He's very emotional when he connects with you. He's very emotional. Like I said, it's very, and he's there to help you. He's there to give you some guidance and some direction. I'm hearing once again, as you're getting more confident and more, get some of the automatic writing going. And when you start feeling some of those days where it's overwhelm, start writing down the overwhelm so that you can look at it and basically call it for what it is.
Okay.
Not truth. as you look at it, you can say, wait a minute, this is not me. This is not how I would normally be thinking or trying to bring forward my life, my product. And then it gives you a chance to release it from your energy field is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds great, April. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful evening, and thanks for your call.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have Larry on the line. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I was wondering if you could bring forth anything from Great-Grandmother Whispering Wind for me.
Oh. Great-Grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She stands very tall. Was she a tall woman? I'm seeing somebody very tall.
There are no photographs of her, though I have danced on the medicine wheel with her. She,
okay.
Which just happens to be a hexagram with the eternal circle around it. She gave me the song and the dance, and she gave me a message of Keishi. Now, I've seen her, but I can't describe her outright.
Okay.
She has three straight line tattoos across the bottom of her chin.
Okay.
And she's wearing buckskins, I can tell you that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm seeing that. I'm also seeing she's actually showing me what I would consider wedding buckskins. What I would consider when I connect with it in that I don't know if you're adverse on that type of thing, but she's kind of showing me where a lot of times when the young girls are growing and maturing, they actually start creating what they're going to wear when they marry.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm seeing her in at this time. It's kind of like her celebration buckskins. It's that there's something about it. It's very soft, very beautiful. I'm seeing very tall. I want to say maybe to me, because I'm only 5'7", anything over that seems tall. But she seems tall and very, she holds herself very, what's the word I want to use? Almost, her movement is almost fluid. Almost like every time she moves, it's a dance. It's a fluid type of movement and motion.
A dance like walking meditation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Moving meditation, yes. Yes.
She is with you quite a bit.
Oh, yes. Yes. She gave me the message of KC, which was, she told me that I must only use it for good, because if I use it for the not, just exactly that what I use it for shall return to me sevenfold.
Seven. I usually hear 10, so you got off easy. Exactly.
Said,
I understand that totally.
First, there was water, and the water was pure and perfect. Then the wind whisper, which is whispering wind, whispered the life upon the waters. And there was no darkness there, because there were two great lights in the sky. And the lesser of the two great lights is called the sun of the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very lovely, very beautiful. They're also bringing forward a message that I have heard at other times that I'm going to share with you as you shared this, that as we move forward and as we carry the message forward and as we carry that love and as we carry that sacred ceremony with us, that there's actually gathering of waters from different locations that needs to be brought together. We just recently were led to do a ceremony of such for the sacred waters, gathering waters from different locations, bringing them together, holding them within ceremony, and then using these sacred waters as a blessing whenever we are around waters, or throwing them into the wind, as you spoke of the wind, carrying those and throwing those waters, or taking the waters to the rivers or other waters to help bring healing, to help bring purity and that back to the waters, bringing the sacred back to the waters, is a message that I've often heard, and they're replaying that and giving me that message and that information to share with you. So I would recommend that, to go along with what was shared with that, is something that you can do and a part that you can do in your earthly walk and in your earthly plane, is bring in the healing and the love by having a sacred ceremony of waters and then being able to offer these waters to the winds as raindrops.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
They're also showing me, they also oftentimes will lead us to do ceremony of different elements and different that type of thing. I'm not sure if you hold sacred ceremony, if you hold sacred space often or not, but it's something that they've been calling many of us to do on a more normal, a more current basis, and you may want to start thinking about that and bringing in the elements and bringing in, like you mentioned, the sun and the moon, bringing in those two aspects and doing some ceremony with that as well as we keep moving forward and bringing healing to the people, to the land, to the waters.
I have the mark on the land. I'll get the salt and put it out. Yes, that's beautiful. She was full-blooded Yawaskans.
Oh, very nice.
When they went to ask the people, what's the name of your tribe? What do you call your people? They said Yawa and signed their skins as if the very coats of skins they're standing in.
Okay. Okay. Wow, beautiful. She is an amazing woman, and she's, you know, like I said, bringing forward a lot of that information that comes forward from my guide that I work with a lot, who has brought in a lot of the bringing back sacredness to the land. And she's sharing that with me to share with you.
Passing the sacred knowledge from generation to generation.
Definitely, definitely. And there's something about penning it, too. She's showing me that there's something about penning it so that as like you and I leave, like they left, there's something there that the next generation can hold on to because the storytellers are not prevalent like they used to be. Rather, putting it to pen. They actually have shown us because we've started a Karen. It's called the Three-Sister Karen. And they're showing us that actually they would like us to put a time capsule of information within that. And I'm feeling that that would be something that would be absolutely fabulous if you could put together something along the lines of that for the futures.
Okay, very good. Yakishiwaskins.
Yeah. Very lovely. Well, thank you for your call, Larry. You have a great night. All right. I find it extremely interesting and extremely powerful when we can know that we can bring in healings and blessing and love and light. And here we are at the top of the hour once again, needing to get ready to say we'll talk to you on the next program and bringing information. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on, you can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. And as you, if you have any questions or anything like that and you weren't able to get through on any of the programs, just feel free to send me that quick little email or check out my website, whitewolfapril.com. Until we get a chance to get together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.